For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge, is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken. Twice have I heard this. That power belongs to God. And that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. The words of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 12, they should sound just a little bit familiar, as they were words we heard read 1 week ago today, when the selected reading was appointed verses, various verses from Psalm 65. Now we're taking it all together in a chunk. And last time we talked about that, well, scary phrase that God will render to a man each according to his work, which makes it sound as if those Reformation truths, grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone, Christ alone, as if those might be in jeopardy, as if maybe we are saved by our works, by what we do, since God's going to give to us according to what we have done. That's the danger of taking one verse by itself and ignoring the rest of the Bible, which people do just a little too often. No, it is true that God will render to the evil what is due them, and to the good what is due them. The question is, how is one considered good or evil? To be sure, on Judgment Day, books will be opened, and each man's thoughts, words, and deeds will be laid bare before the Almighty. And for every evil thing, justice will be administered. But then there'll be another book. Revelation calls it the Book of Life. And that book is the works of the one good man, to whom recompense must be made for his great justice that goes beyond any evil we have ever done. It is greater than any evil we have ever done in its goodness. So much so that St. Paul says in Romans chapter 5 that this free gift of this one good man's life, death, resurrection, ascension, and return for you is not like the trespass of Adam and Eve and me and you. For many died through one man's trespass, but much more, he says, have the grace of God and the free gift by that grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more, not equal, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. It's with that knowledge that we can look at phrases like this from the Psalter, that God will render to a man according to his work, and see it as good news. That God has punished me in Jesus. And that God is going to render to Jesus what Jesus has earned, which is you. And so you may, as the psalm has already said, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart before him. Know that he is your refuge. Know that this world is a delusion and a breath. Know that God has spoken, and that in his speaking he has said, I'm your rock, I'm your salvation, I'm your fortress, I won't be shaken, and so neither shall you. Through Jesus then, in God alone, O soul, you may rest in silence, for your hope is in him. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.